This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to the United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said the Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. Mr. Misri said the Prime Minister will travel to New York to attend the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today a plea challenging the refusal of the National Board of Examinations to disclose question papers, answer keys or response sheets of candidates of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance NEET PG 2024 exam. The NEET PG exam was conducted by the NBE on August 11th and the results were announced on August 23rd. As per the course list published on the website of the Apex Court, a bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the matter today. Last week, the bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Myara, agreed to examine the issues raised in the petition and asked the petitioner side to serve a copy of the plea on the NBE apart from serving the standing counsel. The plea said that there was a clear lack of transparency in the conduct of the examinations since none of the documents allowed students to check their performance, adding that neither the question paper nor the response sheet filled in by candidates nor an answer key was supplied to the students and merely a scorecard has been provided. Junior doctors of all the medical colleges of West Bengal will withdraw their cease work today. They will join the emergency duties from today. A unanimous decision was taken by them yesterday. The junior doctors under the umbrella organization West Bengal Junior Doctors Front were sitting in front of Swasthya Bhavan, the state health department, for more than a week, demanding justice for the PGT doctor who was raped and murdered brutally while on duty at the R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th August. A meeting of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi yesterday. The committee has been constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal. The 31 members committee consists 21 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. The bill has provision of renaming of the Waqf Act 1995 as a Unified Waqf Management Empowerment Efficiency and Development Act 1995. At the 45th Chess Olympiad, the Indian men's team scored thumping victory over Iran by a massive 3.5 to 0.5 points to stake its claim for the gold medal in the open section in Budapest, Hungary yesterday. The Indian men took their tally to 16 points out of a possible 16. World number 4 Arjun Ergasi started the rampage with his black pieces and crashed through the defences of Bardia Daneshwar, who proved no match against a highly skilled display by the Indian. Following Arjun's win, world champion challenger D. Gukesh put it across Parham Magdzoodlu with black pieces, swindling the Iranian towards the end of the first-time control. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till today. East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places Sunday onwards. The weather agency has forecast hot and humid weather in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till today. In the first cricket test of the two-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.